Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
People make this like this is some grand conspiracy. Who shot JFK? What's happening with Shedeur Sanders? And why in the world did Kim Kardashian date Pete Davidson? Some of the great questions in are the storied history of this country. How about this? He's bad. No one's trying to sabotage him. That's not what this is. He's just not very good. Dan Campbell's been coaching this way for years. People hate when others are successful. People want to see Dan Campbell fail because he's doing something different. And it's awful. And it's pathetic. You should like it. It's different. And it's worked. And he should not change the way he coaches.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we've got news on Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and his availability for Sunday's game at the 7-3 Chicago Bears. How does this news impact the way we want to bet this game? How does the news impact the way we want to bet the NFC and the AFC playoff picture? I think I've got really good answers to these questions, and I can't wait to share them with everybody as the show moves along. Man, we've got a ton of star updates in the NBA. Updates around star players. LeBron James, you know. The king, LeBron James, could be making his season debut tonight for the Lakers. Upgraded to questionable. Hasn't played a game this season with sciatica. And let me tell you something. I'm 42. If I had sciatica, I'd be in bed for like 6 weeks. LeBron's going to play an NBA game possibly tonight with sciatica. Hashtag LeBron different. Will LeBron screw things up for the 10-4 LA Lakers? We'll get into it. And can Milwaukee and San Antonio respectively survive without Giannis and without Victor Wembanyama? Wemby out maybe upwards of a month. Giannis with the groin strain. We await the severity of that injury. We will talk about Milwaukee without Giannis, San Antonio without Wemby, and the Lakers with LeBron potentially back tonight. Coming up later in the show. Oh, baby. And Femi and I in the final hour, in the power hour. We will roll through the biggest college football games coming up this weekend and give you our early bets, our early leans, our early betting thoughts. And one of the games that we will discuss, I always want to say the Pac-12 showdown, but the Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore. The Big Ten showdown in Eugene with Oregon and USC. We will hit the big college football games at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And in the power hour, in the final hour, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. NBA, huge slate tonight in the association. We were just talking off air. I think Femi and I both have some bets that we will share with everyone. We're excited for that. We've got the National Hockey League, and we've got the Champions Classic tonight in college hoops. Duke and Kansas, with Duke as a huge favorite. No Darren Peterson, the prospective number one overall pick in the NBA draft for the Jayhawks. Cam Boozer obviously going to play for Duke. That's why Duke is a huge favorite. And in the first game, we'll give you the picks for this game and the thoughts for this game at 6 o'clock Eastern because it starts earlier at MSG, Kentucky and Michigan State. And I've got a bet on that game. I can't wait to discuss it with Femi and with all of you at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So all our bets for tonight will close the show in the power hour, in the final hour. And two tremendous guests join us as we move along. The whale capper Drew Dinsick, 6:20 p.m. Eastern time from NBC Sports. And Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth an hour from now at 5 o'clock Eastern time. But we officially begin. Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with a Monday Night Football massacre. We're pretty early in this game. Maybe not after like the first couple drives, but certainly in the first half, we could have all sang. Turn out the lights. The party's over. Dandy Don, the former Dallas Cowboy, I'm sure watching his team last night dominate the Las Vegas Raiders. Turning out the lights. The party was over. And candidly, I stayed up for the whole game. We probably could have all gone to bed at halftime. This game was absolutely over. Like, the Raiders were atrocious in this game and probably could have all gotten a couple extra hours of sleep. But you know, we love it. We got fantasy. We got props. Stay up for the whole thing as Dallas completes the 33-16 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. And I texted the You Better You Bet group chat during the game, and I meant this. The Cowboys had points during last night's game. Looked like they could beat the 85 Bears. Looked like they could beat the 2007 Patriots. It was one of those games where it all coalesced and everything came together for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if you're watching or listening and you are saying, well, Nick, of course they looked great. They played the Raiders. Duh. Of course that plays into it. And we will get to the Raiders part of this. And I've got what I think some people will consider a hot take to give about the Raiders. It is not a hot take. I used to, in another lifetime, do an NFL podcast for CBS Sports with my friends Will Brinson, Pete Prisco, and Jason LaCanfora. And we used to play a game on that show called Hot Take or Just Right. I'm going to give a take that some people may consider to be hot about the Las Vegas Raiders. But I guarantee that as time moves on, time marches on, for whom the bell tolls. The bell will toll for someone in the Las Vegas Raiders organization. And I think I've got the plan to fix the Las Vegas Raiders. But that is a story for about 20 minutes from now. For right now, let's talk about the winners. To the victors go the spoils. The now 4-5-1 Dallas Cowboys. And I said yesterday on the show, I don't think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. And we'll get to that. Can Dallas make it? Can they beat the Eagles on Sunday, where they're 3.5-point home dog? Very interesting betting market. I said yesterday, I don't think they can make it. I will give you my updated thoughts coming up here in a little bit. But one thing was for sure. If the Cowboys were harboring any hopes of making the postseason, they absolutely had to win last night's game. And they did. So now we can have the conversation, and we will do that in moments. Dak Prescott, magnificent last night. And as I'm watching Dallas's offense slice and dice and shred the Raiders' defense, and poor Patrick Graham on the sideline, looking like someone just ran over his dog, knowing that there's no way that his defense is stopping the Dallas Cowboys offense, I'm actually thinking, and I'm saying this out loud on the airwaves for the first time, should my favorite football team, the New York Football Giants, should the Giants interview Clayton Adams to be their next head coach? Should Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams be drawing head coaching consideration? I think the answer to that question is yes. He's an absolute stud. And Shoddy's done a great job also. And Dak Prescott looked amazing last night. And it's funny because, you know, I bet the George Pickens over receiving yards prop. I give it out at the end of the show yesterday. And I play enough fantasy leagues where I've got Pickens in some leagues. I've got CeeDee Lamb in some leagues. Look, you play as much fantasy football as I do. You've got like every player in the league on one of these teams. So it kind of becomes like, what am I rooting for tonight in this matchup based on who's playing in the games? So I give the Pickens, you know, bet out at the end of the show. I bet George Pickens over receiving yards. And I'm watching the first drive of the game ends. Where's George Pickens? Where's CeeDee Lamb? What's happening here? No reporting that they were, like, what the hell's going on? And then we get the Lisa Salters report, that coach's decision that Pickens and Lamb don't play on the first drive. And coincidentally, or perhaps not, the Cowboys go three and out and punt the ball to the Las Vegas Raiders. And then Pickens and CeeDee Lamb come into the game, yada, yada, yada. They both annihilate the Raiders' defense. Pickens goes over 100 yards in a touchdown. Lamb 5 for 66 in a touchdown. And all I keep thinking about is the Raiders, right? And that meme of like what civilization would look like, idealized civilization, like civilization if this happened. And the picture in the meme is like this utopia setting, this futuristic setting where all the buildings are advanced and there's water and there's trees and it just looks absolutely beautiful. Like, this is utopia. This is what society should look like. And I'm sure the Raiders, with George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb not in the game, that's what society was like to them at that moment. Only having to deal with Kevontae Turpin and Ryan Flower. How did they pronounce his name? Like, Joe Buck was calling him Ryan, like, Flournoy? I thought it was Flournoy. Like, they added like two or three extra syllables to his name when he scored that touchdown. Flournoy, whatever. So I'm sure it was a lot easier for the Raiders to defend the Cowboys defense when Pickens and CeeDee Lamb weren't in the game. And just to toss this out there for our Cowboys fans, because I think that, you know, Cowboys fans are the ones that would get pissed about this. 31 other fan bases love this sort of thing. The George Pickens extension should be an absolute no-brainer for Dallas this offseason. A no-brainer for them to re-sign George Pickens. But you know what's going to happen. You know what Jerry's going to do here. They're going to drag this son of a bitch out. Maybe they'll franchise tag him. They're not going to give him the deal. And if they do, it'll be an upset. Like, this is what Jerry does. He did it with CD. He did it with Dak. He freaking traded Micah Parsons. You think he's just going to give George Pickens his money? No, 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 no. No. That's going to be a disaster. But that's the story for the offseason. And it wasn't just Dallas's offense that kicked ass last night. We always call a spade on this show. We have to be honest. The Cowboys defense was really good last night. Really, really good. And that might be Quinnen Williams, in his Cowboys debut, his best game in a couple seasons, what he was putting on tape as a member of the New York Jets. He was unstoppable. 1.5 sacks. And to a man, after the game, you had Cowboys players talking about how awesome it was to have Quinnen Williams on the defensive line, drawing so much attention away from them. Kenny Clark said it. Osia Digizua said it. They were all saying what a force Quinnen Williams was and how Quinnen is going to make all of them better. And it wasn't just Quinnen that was playing last night for Dallas. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Damarrion Overshawn, First game since the since him tearing his ACL last year in the Monday night game against the Bengals. When he's healthy and he's getting his legs underneath him, literally and figuratively, he's an absolute stud. I like Revell, the young cornerback who made his season debut. And great job by Buck and Aikman highlighting that the Cowboys felt he was a first-round talent, but he tore his ACL during the process, right? So he goes in the third round. I think he's going to be a player for them. You had Logan Wilson, who's really bad. I mean, the Bengals traded him. Did you think this was going to be like Brian Urlacher here for the Cowboys? So Logan Wilson's not very good. But I think we can all agree, right? This was the best Cowboys defensive effort of the season. And it's borne out in the final score. Like 16 points. By far the least amount of points the Dallas Cowboys defense has allowed all season. And I'll say it. This defensive front, it looks pretty good. Quinnen, Digazua, Donovan Ezeraku, Sam Williams, Jadeveon Clowney, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark. It's pretty good. And I love how with every play that like Quinnen Williams made, we get the shot of Jerry in the owner's box grinning like the Cheshire Cat. And everybody is falling all over themselves to credit Jerry Jones. Wow, look what Jerry did. Look how he rebuilt this defense. Let me tell you more on something. This would be like if I burned down a house to embers, to ashes, and then rebuilt it. And you said, whoa, great job rebuilding the house. I burned the son of a bitch down. Why are you giving me credit for rebuilding what I burned down? It didn't need to be rebuilt. It didn't need to happen. He struck the match. He dropped the gasoline on it. He burnt the defense to the ground before week one. And now, at 4-5-1, now it's acceptable, and now you want to credit Jerry Jones for rebuilding what he broke? For fixing what he broke? Is this serious? Really? You might be asking yourself, do we still need to talk about Micah Parsons? My answer, you're damn right we do. We'll do it next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Blitz coming. Quinn and Williams got there. And welcome to the Dallas Cowboys for big number 92 and a loss of 9. Jerry loving every second of that sack.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call last night on ESPN and ABC. Yeah, Jerry, loving every second of it. I love this, right? Like, I broke something, and now I'm trying to put it back together. I didn't have to break the thing that I broke. The thing that I broke was perfectly fine. I would actually argue the thing that I broke was good. It was good. I broke something that was good. It did not need to be broken. And now I'm trying to fix it. And people are falling all over themselves, complimenting me. Wow. What a great job you are doing fixing this thing that is broken without acknowledging that I'm the one that broke it. The Cowboys defense needed to be fixed because Jerry Jones broke it when he traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. That is what we call in tennis an unforced error. Didn't need to happen. Could have extended Micah Parsons at any point in the last 400 plus days for less money. Could have made it happen, but dragged it out till the very end and then decided to, because at the end of the day, this is something that everyone needs to understand about Jerry. I feel like some people do understand it. Jerry Jones, at his heart, and you know, we can all appreciate this on this show, Jerry's a gambler. And we all know different types of gamblers, right? There are gamblers who, and you can, like, wherever you, the person watching or listening, falls on the gambling spectrum, you have to acknowledge that what I'm about to say is true, whether you hate it or not. It's the truth. There are gamblers whose sole motivation when they are betting on sports is to win money. Now, you might be one of these hardos that's like, oh, what's the point of betting otherwise if you're not trying to? Okay. That's not the conversation here. What I'm saying is that there are people that, do they want to win? Of course. But is winning the primary motivation? Or is action the primary motivation? The feeling that you get when your money's on the line and the ball's in the air and you don't know whether it's going in or not. That feeling of action is what a lot of gamblers chase. And I think that's what Jerry chases. And I think the action is more important to Jerry than the wins. And I think this is borne out in the way that he's managed this team. Where now, like, he's grinning like the Cheshire Cat in the owner's box because, like, his gamble was winning last night. Like, the trade Micah Parsons and let's rebuild the defense on the fly, like, it looked pretty good last night. Like, he feels like it's winning. So, of course, he's happy. I mean, like, I've made bets like this. I'll give you two examples. Both conference championship games. Packers Seahawks. This is the Brandon Bostic, the tight end that fumbled the onside kick. The Jermaine Kearse touchdown catch in overtime. The Packers blew the game. Mike McCarthy kicking two 18-yard field goals in the first quarters, what ultimately screwed them, but sure. Let's talk about the onside kick that they couldn't recover. Okay. That game closed Seahawks 7. I bet Packers money line. I could have bet Packers 7 and backed it up with a money line bet and won money on the game, but man, I wanted to bet on Aaron Rodgers to win the game. Or Vikings Saints NFC Championship game 2009. I think it might be one of the best five best football games of my lifetime. Saints win in overtime by 3. Close Saints 3.5. Did I bet Vikings 3.5? No. I bet Vikings money line because I wanted Brett Favre to win. A couple years ago, Lions Niners NFC Championship game. We did it on the show, Ken and I did. I bet Lions money line. I thought the Lions were going to win. I could have bet Lions plus the points. No. I went with money line. And I can admit after the fact, did I think my bets were going to win when I placed them? Of course. I didn't think they were going to lose. But man, like Marshawn Lynch once said, I'm about that action, boss. Jerry Jones is about that action. He wants the action, and he's getting his action right now. And oh, baby, he's going to get that action coming up on Sunday. And think about that, like the gamble that he's placed and the rush that he's going to feel. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. I'm just like trying to accurately describe like what I think he's feeling like. The feeling that he's going to have over the course of the next 5 days leading up to Sunday, where his football team, with his rebuilt defense and his quarterback that has been playing at an MVP level and this offense that's humming right now, hosts the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And what happens if the Cowboys win that game? And on Monday morning, Dallas 5-5-1, right back in the thick of things in the NFC playoff race. With momentum and a rebuild defense and an owner that looks like he just struck gold like he did in the 80s before he bought the Dallas Cowboys, baby. How about him? Do you think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles on Sunday? First move in the betting market towards Dallas. I just refreshed my BetMGM screen. Philly, a 3.5-point road favorite, but those 3.5s are juiced towards Dallas. We might close Eagles -3. Ha, 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 oh, baby. I mean, you want to talk about drama and intrigue and excitement. It's going to be through the roof for this game. I can't wait for it. And I can't wait. Like that 80, who does that song? Bill will know. He was like 25 at the time. New Shoes, N-U-S-H-O-O-Z. Baby, I can't wait. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Good song, man. Good song. I can't wait for this game. And I can't wait to lay it with the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, man. The Eagles -3 at Dallas in this economy? Look, great game for Dallas last night. I'm not taking anything away from them. I've just praised them for 20-plus minutes. It was the Raiders. Like, we're not taking that performance last night with a grain of salt. No. We're taking it the biggest damn, like the Guinness World Record breaking salt shaker. Like, shake it like a salt shaker. That's what we're doing here. Shake it like a salt shaker. Like, that's the salt. That's the grain we're taking it with. The biggest grain of salt in the history of grains of salt against the Raiders. And now we're facing the Eagles. 3? Stop it. And just to go back to Micah. And people may be like, look, it's been beaten into the ground. Like, we don't have to keep talking about it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. How many times have we come on the air this season, myself, Femi, and said, if Dallas had Micah Parsons, that this is a playoff team in the NFC, period. Okay, maybe the defense is close to what it might have been with Mike at the start of the year. It's November 18th. It could have been like this on September 4th. But no, had to start behind the eight ball. Because Jerry loves action. Since Jerry loves action so much, I'm going to pitch a script. And you know, the great thing about movies, it's not like real life. You write the script, you know what's going to happen. So on Sunday in Dallas, lights, camera, action. Eagles beat that ass. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Okay, let's talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. What an absolute, absolute debacle. What a joke. I'm wondering last night during the game, okay, like I get the idea of like, let's keep showing. And look, NBC has done this for years and I love it. If I were directing the games, I would do the same thing. Whenever you're watching a Cowboys game and something goes really well or really poorly, what happens? Here's Jerry, right? And we all love it. We all love it. When Tom Brady's at Raiders games, I forget about the Manning cast. Like, I want an entire channel of just Tom Brady in the owner's box, watching Geno Smith play quarterback and Pete Carroll coaching his team and Chip Kelly coordinating the offense. I would bet that last night, Tom Brady's watching this game with how psychotic he is and how badly he wants to win as the minority owner of the Raiders. And he's probably watching Geno take sacks and the defense get shredded and Carroll look clueless. And he's probably wishing, man, I'd rather be anywhere right now than here. Including on a Comedy Central roast where everybody is making fun of the mother of my children in front of them. I'd rather that. I'd rather have my kids be embarrassed than watch this trash on the field. Terrible performance by the Las Vegas Raiders last night. And I started the show by saying, I got a take on the Raiders. And people, you maybe, you the listener, you the viewer, maybe you think this is going to be a hot take. It's not. Are you ready for it? The Las Vegas Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll. Full stop. Full stop. If you hear me say that and you're nodding right now, congratulations. You know ball. If you're like, wow, how could they do that? Oh my God, Super Bowl winning coach. No. National champion. No. It's only year one. How could you do that? Let's examine the state of this Raiders team. I'm going to ask everybody a question. And I'm going to lay out for a few seconds. And before I ask it, I will say Max Crosby is 29 next year. Okay? Max Crosby is 29. How many good young players do the Raiders have? Name them in your head. Name them. I'll wait. How many good young players does this team have? Is it two? Bowers and Genty? Is that it? How many good young players do they have? Okay. Think like I've kind of made my point, right? In that regard. Okay. Coming into this season, this is like what I talked about with the Giants, you know, firing Dable, but keeping Joe Shane. It's the Mike Ehrmantraut line from Breaking Bad. No half measures. No half measures. The Raiders tried a half measure this offseason. Like, they should probably rebuild because they stink, but they tried to compete half-heartedly, right? With no good players on the roster, a brutal offensive line. They hired a 74-year-old coach, and I don't say that to be insulting, but like Pete Carroll is not the person that needs to be shepherding a rebuild. 74-year-old head coach. They paid an offensive coordinator $6 million for an offense that has two good players on it. That's it. And a terrible offensive line. And traded for a veteran quarterback where they should have gone another route, clearly. Half measure. Let's try and rebuild when we're not truly ready to compete, especially given the division they play in. All right. Let's go back now to the first question I asked. How many good young players do the Raiders have? Two? Maybe three? Okay. So what should they do next year? Should they A, try and compete, or B, rebuild and actually, actually rebuild? What do you think they should do? You, the listener, you, the viewer. Like, there's no debate here. The answer is rebuild. They've got no chance of competing in this division with this current structure, this current group of players. Zero. With the Broncos, the Chargers, the Chiefs, no chance. 0%. So they need to rebuild. Should Pete Carroll at age 75 come back to coach this team next year? What's the point? When the Raiders hired Pete Carroll, I said, you have an adult in the room now. The team can be respectable. Let me ask another question. If you watched that game last night and you didn't know who the Raiders head coach was, and I had told you after the game, Antonio Pierce, Josh McDaniels, Dennis Allen, Hugh Jackson, Tom Cable, hell, even a young Lane Kiffin sending Sebastian Janikowski out for a 76-yard field goal. Would you have believed me? Did last night look more like an Antonio Pierce coach Raiders team or a Pete Carroll coach Raiders team? Pete Carroll's the coach. They're not respectable. They failed. And it's time to move on. They can keep the GM. He's Brady's boy, whatever. They need a new, younger head coach to shepherd and get this rebuild going. And the first thing that they should do at the end of the season is finally trade Max Crosby. Because like we said about Sauce Gardner, you can lose with Max Crosby and you can lose without him. On the other side, we'll bring you the latest news on Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
First, Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it for his comfort and safety. And then it's about how functional he is. And so we don't have the answers to that, as we stand here today. But certainly, I would imagine we're going to get some clarity as we push through the week.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That the voice of Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin speaking earlier today about his starting quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Also, shout out to whoever the reporter is that is just blasting that keyboard like with reckless abandon. Just, Jake, let's do it. So, I don't know if people can hear this. I mean, I have like hypersensitive ears because I've been doing radio for, how old am I? 42? I've been doing radio for 24 years now since I was 18. So I hear everything. I don't know if like the average ear hears this. It's just like, this is what I'm really good at, right? It's, you know, I'm sucking everything else in life, but I'm good at this. Jake, play the audio again and just like listen for how loud this person's typing, please.
First, Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it.
All right, I'm good. This whoever's typing, that person, this person's going to town on that keyboard like it owes him money. Or her. Like, slamming that thing. Smash the subscribe button. No, we're just going to smash all the keys. Like, ruin your sound. Here you go. Hold on, everybody. Ready? This is my impression of that person. Great audio. Anyway, I'll do the read coming back from break. Here we go. All right, today's NBA odds boost token, everybody, belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from the show, including Femi's Hour, where he talked about a bet he made in the Heisman Trophy market. I said this to Femi off air. I'll say it to him on air. Are we still doing this with the Heisman Trophy? Just like, I guess we are. So Femi gave a bet out. His rationale is solid. We just talked about it during the break. If you missed it, check it out in podcast form. Okay. So Rodgers gets hurt in the Steelers 34-12 win over the Bengals on Sunday. And we thought, you know, he was going to miss some time, and maybe he still will. But fracture of the left wrist will not require surgery, and Tomlin won't rule him out for Sunday's game. You know, just selfishly, just as a football fan, bets aside, and I'll talk about my angle and like what I like in the game in a second with the Bears and the Steelers on Sunday, just as football fans, unless you're like in the Rudolph family, like you're like Mason Rudolph's cousin, or you're one of the reindeer, like Blitzen, Donner, I think that's all I've got. How many reindeer can you name? There's Donner, there's Blitzen, and Rudolph. On Donner, on Blitzen, on Rudolph. I don't know any. I don't know the rest of them. It's pretty bad. I mean, I can tell you Giants, Bills, Super Bowl 25, January 27th, 1991. Oh, we have Dasher. Okay, there's Dancer. So now everyone's flexing on me in the chat. There's Dancer and Prancer. It's unfortunate. Are they brothers? Which is the worst name to have? Are they all men? Or are they male? Prancer is tough. Prancer is getting picked on in the reindeer schoolyard. So is Rudolph. I mean, his nose is red. You know kids. They can be really mean. So Vixen, I mean, Vixen has to be a female, right? Like, Vixen's probably the most popular of the reindeer. That's my guess. There's Cupid. No one likes a snitch. I feel like Cupid's a snitch. Cupid's trying to get in everybody's business. No one likes a busybody. Cupid's out. Donner. Yeah, I don't know. Dasher. Like, what do you think? You're cool, Dasher? What, do you run faster than everybody else? Loser. So unless you're in like the Rudolph family, you should want Aaron Rodgers to play on Sunday. Because this could be Aaron Rodgers' last game in Chicago. And as Aaron Rodgers has said on multiple occasions, including during games, I effing own you to the city of Chicago and to the Bears. And the Bears fans and our on our show crew, you know, Bill and Jake, like, sorry, guys. Like, I can admit that my team's a dumpster fire. Can all the Bears fans admit that Aaron Rodgers owns you guys? Sorry. 24-5 in his career against the Bears. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. And we don't know if Rodgers is going to play on Sunday. Now, the news that Rodgers might play, won't be ruled out, was met in the betting market with some optimism for the Steelers. As that three, so Bears a three-point favorite, the three is now juiced all the way towards the Bears. We might come off three. This might go down to Chicago, -2.5. And if we get there, and I want to be clear, I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph. And Rodgers, you know, what I said last week was not that I'm burying Aaron Rodgers, but that if he plays poorly against the Bengals, I think we can bury Aaron Rodgers. I think it's over for Aaron Rodgers. And he didn't play poorly against the Bengals, but of course he didn't, right? Like, who would play poorly against the Bengals' defense? You could make a case that the Bears' defense, while not as bad as the Bengals' defense, is not really that great. And if J.J. McCarthy could hit the broadside of a barn, the Vikings would have scored way more points and probably won the game on Sunday. I bet the Bears. My handicap was that J.J. McCarthy stinks. But I'm just saying, right? Bears' defense, nothing to write home about. But neither is the Steelers. If this number is going to be 2.5, I don't really care who the quarterback is. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Until your good gets better and your better gets best. Bears on 3. Bears laying 2.5. Give me the Chicago Bears as we will move one step closer towards cashing our Bears to make the playoffs tickets from the preseason. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Yesterday, we had so much breaking news in the show that we didn't get a chance to talk about a couple hot-button topics coming out of Week 11 NFL Sunday. We have to talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a few minutes. This dumpster fire of an organization who lose to Carolina on Sunday, just up 21-7 in the second quarter, lose 30-27 in overtime, make Bryce Young, I mean, look like Dan Marino. 448 passing yards, Panthers franchise record. The Falcons should be embarrassed. So they are now 3-7. And it wasn't that long ago, October the 13th, a little over a month ago, that the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football wrecked the Buffalo Bills to move to 3-2. Think about what's happened since then. 5 straight losses. Now Michael Penix is done for the year with ACL damage, going to need reconstructive surgery, and Drake London has a PCL sprain and is week to week. And they are currently dogs on the road at Tyler Shuck and the Saints. That's where we're at with the Atlanta Falcons. But hey, at least they have their first round pick. Right? Wrong. You might remember, they traded it to the Los Angeles Rams on draft day to take James Pierce. And they had taken Jalen Walker earlier. When you think about like great defensive edge rushers this year, have you ever heard anyone say James Pierce and Jalen Walker? Huh. Interesting. Funny how that works. We said in the moment, the Friday after round one of the NFL draft, that this trade works and only works if Pierce and Walker are both studs and the Falcons pass rush is revived and they make the playoffs. Otherwise, it is a categorical disaster for the Atlanta Falcons. Guess what? We're in Cat 5 territory right now for the Atlanta Falcons because they ain't making the playoffs. Kirk Cousins has to play quarterback right now, and he has been maybe the worst quarterback in the league this season when he's played. This is going to be a top 10 pick, and it's going to the Rams. The Falcons aren't even going to get a pick. And this rot in this organization goes way beyond just that decision. The fact that Terry Fontenot is still employed as this team's general manager is an absolute disgrace and a sham. It's ridiculous. With all the blown draft picks, the Arthur Smith hire, and now Raheem Morris, this guy needs to go, and he needs to go yesterday. And as for Raheem, now when I worked for NFL Radio once upon a time, Raheem was coaching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I didn't like work with Raheem, but like I interacted with him quite a bit. I can tell everybody, this is one of, actually, the nicest people on the planet. A great dude. Someone you want to root for. Can we just be real? Like, he's not a good head coach. We saw it in Tampa. We've now seen it for almost two full seasons in Atlanta. Like, it ain't happening. The last three games, lose by one to the Patriots, back-to-back overtime losses, one to Carolina up by 14 in the game, controlled the game in Berlin against the Colts, lose 31-25. He's 32-54 as a head coach. Just like, what are you doing here? Like, they're done and they're screwed. And I'll go back to something that I've said for a while. You know, the idea that the NFL and the Falcons, specifically, quote, voted Bill Belichick off the island. Those aren't my words. Those are the words used, and forgive me, I think it might be, is it Seth Wickersham who wrote that column? I could be that column for ESPN about Belichick basically being like blackballed, that like the Falcons took pleasure in interviewing Bill a couple times and then naming Raheem Morris the head coach. Now, Bill has not exactly set the world on fire, season one, in Chapel Hill. And maybe Jordan Hudson would be involved in the Atlanta Falcons if he had taken, who knows? Do you think the Falcons wish they hired Bill Belichick? Be honest. But no, they had to be the smartest guys in the room. They voted him off the island. And now they're off the island. And the island that they're off of is the island of relevancy. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we start the hour with Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.